What's ruined, Larry?
The whole show! It's ruined!
What are you talking about?
I was at the arcade playing that game where you roll balls up a hill and try to get them to land in the little holes.
I'm not sure where this is going, but okay.
And I was doing really well. I got 500 tickets, and I turned them in and got a new kazoo.
And how does that ruin the show?
I didn't get to that part. I was gonna play my kazoo in the show tonight. It was gonna be amazing. But on my way over, I stopped to get a hot dog. In paying for the hot dog, I dropped a quarter. And when I bent down to pick up the quarter, I dropped my kazoo, and it broke!
Oh, you broke your kazoo.
What's going on?
Larry broke his cebu.
Kazoo! Kazoo!
Kazoom-tight! You should do something about that cold, Larry, or it could ruin the show!
I don't have a cold. I have a broken kazoo.
Surely someone around here knows how to fix things that are broken, how to put things back together?
We do! We know how to put things back together.
And we wrote a story about it for the show.
Wait, you wrote a segment for the show?
Uh-huh.
About putting things back together?
Uh-huh. And we can fix anything.
Kazoos?
Foosball tables?
Relationships?
Anything.
That might also answer a question we got from a kid this week. Dear Bob and Larry, Dylan was my best friend. Then we had a fight over a game we were playing, and now we aren't friends anymore. Our friendship is broken. How can I fix it? Your friend, Carlos.
Well, it sounds like your story might be just what we need.
Are you sure you can tell us how to fix anything? Even relationships?
Anything!
How about if you walk me through it in the few minutes we have before Mr. Nezer comes in and says...
30 seconds to curtain, everyone. Hope you got something good, Bob. Bob? Bob?
Oh, yeah! We've got something great. We're all ready, right?
All ready!
Oh, good. Can't wait to see it.
Cue the theme song.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the Veggie Tales Show.
Live on stage.
It's the Veggie Tales Show.
For every age.
It's the Veggie Tales Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the Veggie, 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 Tales. It's the Veggie Tales Show.
So, you need help? Costumes? Props?
We've got it covered. We've been working on everything with the French peas.
Ha-ha! Everything is ready!
And the big surprise for the end? Did you make it just the way I told you?
Yeah, just the way I told you.
Oui!
Just the way you told us.
Well, let's see what you got. I hope this is good.
It's better than good.
It's great. Here, read this introduction.
Let's do this.
Ahem. Deep space. An uncharted alien planet. Two brave astronauts on a secret mission.
We are astronauts. We are on a mission.
Secret mission.
We are in a very dangerous position.
Position.
Well, Astronaut Laura, it looks like the Earth has been saved.
Yes, Astronaut Junior.
Wait, the mission is over already?
We successfully defused the Alien Queen's thermonuclear cannon blaster that was aimed at Earth, where we will receive a hero's welcome.
Let's return home using our interplanetary projector fax machine.
Fax machine?
I will assemble it and we will be on our way.
I cannot wait to get home and see my cats.
Oh, this is good.
Just need to connect the deep space confabulator.
Oh, no.
What happened?
The confabulator, it broke.
How will we get back to Earth?
I don't know.
Will I ever see my cats again?
I don't know.
Who's gonna take care of her cats?
Something tells me there's a song coming.
When you're an astronaut stuck in space.
Thought so.
With a broken interplanetary projector fax machine, can you get back to your own place? Before you're caught and probably eaten by the alien queen.
Ew.
When something's broke, can it be fixed? Do we need tape or nails or sticks? What do we do? What are the tricks to fix anything that needs to be fixed? Like an interplanetary projector fax machine.
Or a kazoo.
Larry!
Sorry, just another example of something that might need to be fixed.
And now it's time to speak the answer that you seek.
Help is coming, my sweet, sweet kazoo.
Ready, Peas?
We are ready.
The answer to the question, how do I fix anything, is a super intelligent alien computer.
A sparkly magical space unicorn.
We agreed on an alien computer.
No, we agreed on a space unicorn.
Oh dear,
my money's on the space unicorn.
It would be easier if we could choose one or the other.
How can a unicorn fix anything?
Computers?
There could be!
And there could be magical space unicorns!
Bring out the computer! It's the only good idea!
No! Bring out the space unicorn! Unicorns are pure of heart!
I think you might need to step in.
This isn't going well at all!
I knew I shouldn't have asked you to help! Your ideas are terrible!
My ideas? Your ideas are so bad they're breaking the whole set!
Drop the curtain!
That was great! Like the fall of Rome!
It was going to be great until Laurel ruined it!
Now, Junior, you shouldn't...
You didn't need my help for that! You ruined things all by yourself!
Laura, I really don't think you should...
So, about my kazoo...
Never mind your kazoo, Larry. We need to fix Junior and Laura's friendship.
When a relationship is broken, how do we put it back together?
Perhaps a Bible story?
Yes. Do you have one in mind?
No. I got one. I need Bob and Larry.
Oh, I'm in it?
And Archie, you're the narrator.
Happy to help. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm in it too. Come on, time's a-wasting.
Ahem. Once upon a time, Jesus told a story about two brothers and their father. And it goes something like this.
Hi, Pa.
Hi, Pa.
Boys, how was your day in the fields?
Whew, hard work.
But good.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
God has blessed our work. When you get your inheritance, it looks like there will be enough money for both of you.
But that won't happen for a long time, right, Pa?
Right.
Really? How long?
How long what?
How long until you, you know, give us our money? Let us have some coinage?
Why are you asking that?
Oh, no reason. It's just that, well, I wanna get out and explore. Living here is such a bore. Let me go. I wanna go. I wanna have a little fun instead of working in the sun. If I had a chunk of money, there's a lot that I could do. Be with people who are funny instead of you and you.
What?
I wanna go. I wanna go. It's time for me to dash, so I'm gonna need some cash. Oh, please, Pa, let me go. I wanna go.
Oh, well... traditionally, you don't get your share of the money yet.
Right. Is there any way we could, you know, hurry that along? We'll just change the rules so I can get my money early.
Well...
Oh, don't tell me you're considering it.
If
If you don't want to be around me anymore.
Pa, you're not going to...
I guess we could work it out.
And that's what happened. The son wanted his share of the money, even though his father was still alive. And it broke his father's heart. It broke their relationship. But he gave the son what he asked for, and the son ran off with the money to do all the things he'd been dreaming of doing.
Which also happened to be the year I was born! Oh, you're the funniest guys ever. Way funnier than my boring brother and my boring dad.
They're so boring, when they count sheep, the sheep fall asleep.
They're so boring that next to them, watching wheat grow is exciting.
They are so boring that a man stuck in a box would leave his box. It is funny in France.
You guys are too funny. Who wants more food? Innkeeper, more food for my friends.
Are you sure? This is costing you a lot.
Oh, it's fine. I'm the guy with the money.
Hooray indeed. But too many parties with too many new friends got very expensive. Before the son knew it, his money was gone. And then, so were his friends.
Hooray for the guy with the money.
If you don't order anything, you can't sit here all day. Though even if you did have money, I don't have any food for you.
Wait, what? Why not?
Haven't you heard? There's a famine.
Famine. The rains hadn't come. The crops had failed. Whatever food was left was very, very expensive. To earn money for food, the poor son took a job feeding slop to pigs.
I can't believe it's come to this. I'm feeding pigs their slop. And all at once I kinda miss my brother and my pop. If I were home, I'd have a bed and three good meals a day. But 'cause of all the things I said, my life is dark and gray. My life is dark and gray.
And smells sort of piggish. No offense, Stuart. You can't help it.
And then he had an idea.
Wait. I could go back home. I don't have to stay here if I don't want to.
But could he? After the things he said?
Oh, right. I said terrible things to my father. I can't go back home.
But then he had another idea.
I can't go back as a son, but... maybe I could go back as a servant. Even my father's servants have enough food to eat, and they don't have to sleep with pigs. No offense, Stuart, but you know you snore.
If I can't be a son, I'll be a servant. I won't be loved, but at least I'll be fed. I can't get more than I'm deserving 'cause of the terrible, horrible, really bad things I said.
Would his father take him back, or was their relationship broken forever? We'll all find out right after this break.
Say, friends, are you having trouble with your relationship?
Oh, my brother and I always get along.
Yeah, best buds.
That's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
I heard Jerry thinks you talk too much.
What?
And Jerry, I heard Jimmy thinks you have terrible taste in donuts.
Chocolate sprinkles?
I'm never speaking to you again.
Me too.
Say, friends, are you having trouble with your relationship?
Terrible trouble.
Not speaking.
Boys, have I got the product for you. It's Mr. Lunt's Relationship Glue, guaranteed to put your relationship back together.
How does it work?
Just a tiny amount of this convenient spray applied lightly to each of you.
Smells like beef.
What do we do now?
Just walk toward each other until you touch, activating the formula.
Hey, we're stuck.
It's Mr. Lunt's relationship glue. You're stuck on me, I'm stuck on you. Seems too good for it to be true. It's Mr. Lunt's relationship glue.
Sticky.
Your relationship is healed.
Fellows, Bob says we need to clear the stage for Act Two. What's the matter with them? Ah, what's happening? It's this stuff!
You mean it's Mr. Lunt's relationship glue. You're stuck on me, I'm stuck on you. Plus no flaky residue. It's Mr. Lunt's relationship glue. Isn't it great?
No, it is not great. This is horrible.
What is happening? We must get back to the show.
Look out!
Socklip, look! I am adhered.
It's Mr. Lunt's relationship glue for two or three or four of you. On sale for $19.92. It's Mr. Lunt's relationship glue. I love helping people.
I'll be narrating now, as Archibald Asparagus is, well, stuck.
You'll pay for this, Lunt!
You're all relating so well now.
The selfish son headed back home. But how would his father receive him? As a son? As a servant? Or not at all?
Hi, Pa. Another good day in the fields.
Glad to hear it, son. Tell me, do you ever think about your brother?
Sure. I think about how lucky we are he's gone. That irresponsible, selfish, ungrateful...
Yeah, yeah. But maybe he'll come back one day.
And you'll shut the door in his face. After what he did to you, he doesn't deserve to be your son.
You're right.
Huh? Son?
I don't deserve to be your son. If I could just be a servant.
Son!
Or a dishwasher. I could pull weeds, brush the camels.
Don't just stand there. Get a cake, get balloons. We're having a party. My son is back.
Son?
Son?
He's not your son. He deserted you and our family.
And I forgive him.
You do?
I do. I forgive you. You mean much more to me than all the bad things you could possibly do.
I'm so sorry for what I did. I was selfish and mean to you.
I know. And I forgive you.
What?
The selfish son was back with his father again, and the relationship was healed. Because when it comes to relationships, nothing is more powerful than forgiveness.
I'm selfish. I hurt you. I chose to desert you, but you were forgiving, and now I feel like living.
We both hurt each other. We were mean to one another, but suddenly I'm feeling by forgiving we'll be healing.
Forgiveness, the power of forgiveness to overcome the sickness that selfishness and pride always bring. Forgiveness, we all can have forgiveness, and now we get to witness how God can help us heal broken things.
It's God's way of living
to always be forgiving
our sisters and brothers
with love for one another. Forgiveness, God gives us forgiveness so we can share forgiveness and watch how God can heal broken things. Forgiveness.
Oh, dear.
Mr. Lunt, may we speak to you?
What? My glue worked. You're so close now.
Spatially, yes. But we're...
Let's wrap up the show. Then we'll get you guys unstuck. You know, Jesus didn't tell that story to teach us about a father and a son.
He didn't?
Nope. That story, the story of the prodigal son, is actually a story about God and all of us.
Whoa. We're the ones who need forgiving, and God is the one who is ready to forgive?
Yep, because you mean more to God than all the bad things you could possibly do.
God's forgiveness is amazing.
It really is.
I forgive you, Tomato!
You forgive me for what?
For forgetting the verse, yet again.
I never said I forgot the verse this time.
Did you forget the verse?
I forgot the verse.
And I forgive you. Here you go.
Thanks, Verse Angel. You are wise and forgiving.
Colossians 3:13. Do not be angry with each other, but forgive each other. If someone does wrong to you, then forgive him. Forgive each other because the Lord forgave you.
So, Carlos, and everybody else, we can forgive each other because God is always ready to forgive us.
Hey, Larry, we used Mr. Lunt's glue to fix your kazoo.
My kazoo! Throw it to me!
Oh, great.
Kazoo head.
We'll get that straightened out. In the meantime, remember,
God made you special, and he loves you very much.
Goodbye!